Welcome to the Tim Biscuit Podcast. Today I thought I'd do a podcast while I'm on my daily exercise. So it's a lovely day. The sun is absolutely belting. So I thought, get some water, put it in a bag, have a walk to the beach and do a podcast. What a better way to do it, eh? So you'll hear some cars passing. So anyway, yeah, today's podcast is going to be about faults of memory or the Mandela Effect. So what that is, it's called the Mandela Effect because people can remember Nelson Mandela dying in the 80s when he actually died 2013. I think it was 2013. But I want to tell you about my personal experience, or something that I experienced with the Nelson Mandela Effect, or as it's commonly known as false memory. So here we go. I was reading in the local paper a couple of years ago, and I saw a headline. Well, I want a headline, it was like a snippet of someone who died, had his picture and everything. I read the article, and like, I actually knew this guy, so that's why it took me interest. The reason why I know him is because he used to show me a few things with like drumming and music theory and things like that. That he used to work in a shop that I used to go in and buy drumsticks and that. He worked upstairs and the owner of the shop worked downstairs. So anyway, yeah, I read this article. I was a bit gutted because I thought, oh, fucking hell. I like know him. And like, it is bad when anyone dies, but it seems to be a bit more, affect people more personally if they had a connection to that person who died. It, like, hits them a bit harder. Anyway, so I read the article, thought, shit. Really bad. Gutted for him, gutted for his family and friends. So moving on a few years, I was working in this shop, and in walks in the owner of the shop that the guy used to work in and I used to go in. And I said to him, oh, have you heard about the guy? I mean, I'm not going to mention the names or anything, but have you heard about the guy who used to work for you that died? And like, the owner went, no, I didn't know anything about it. I said, yeah, he died of cancer. Gutted. Anyway, something a couple of months ago, something just hit me, like, just to do some more research on it, because I have like read another article on the Mandela Effect, and for some reason this just popped in my mind. So I thought I'd do some research on the guy, and fuck me, lo and behold, the guy that I read about that died wasn't dead at all. He like had a Facebook page. He was still playing music and everything. His Facebook page was up to date. I checked down his Facebook page. There's no like RIPs, no messages of condolence or like anything. And it turns out the guy that I read about dying was still alive. So there's me telling people, this guy's died of cancer and that, because I read it in the paper, he's not even dead. So there's me looking like a bit of an arsehole. Morning. So there's me looking like just saying morning to people that I pass. Say morning to people in times like this, it makes you feel better, it makes them feel better. As I've said, we're going through the same thing. Anyway, so there's me telling people this guy's dead. And he's not, he's fucking alive. And there's me telling people that he's died of cancer. What a knob do I look? I felt quite bad when I read about it and I thought, shit. But I can distinctly remember reading the article about him dying. And that's my personal experience with false memory or the Mandela Effect. That's the only really concrete time I can really remember something like that happening. I know there's quite a lot of things out there, like sort of the logo of Fruit of the Loom, Queen songs. Half of them have been debunked, a few of them haven't. But yeah, I mean, there's many theories on the Mandela Effect or false memory, from parallel universes, like sort of crossing over, when our reality smashes into someone else, or like our reality smashes into another reality, and it blares, and then it crosses over, then crosses back into our reality. Really interesting, really weird. A lot of people think it's crazy. A lot of people just think it's like, I mean, I'm sure there's, on some occasions, science, like scientific evidence to support your mind fills in blanks, which is called I'm sure it's called confabulation. That's why hypnosis isn't really used as evidence anymore, because your mind fills in the blanks to what it thinks that is actually happened or happened. Or that's actually happened or happening. Or happening, happened, should I say. I can't speak today. It is early in the morning, and I am fucking baking like a fat potato in the sun. So, but that doesn't matter because I'm losing quite a lot of weight. Been out for bike rides and that. Anyway, let's get back to the Mandela effect. Or Fox memory. So yeah, the scientists and that, and people say, well, there's an explanation for this, but I can distinctly remember reading it in the paper. Either that, or it's such a fucking living, vivid, waking dream. But I was 100% sure, because I'm not the sort of person that goes around telling people have died of cancer when they haven't. Because A, I'm not a prick, I'm not stupid, well at least I don't think I'm stupid. But I wouldn't do that unless I was like 100% sure. So, but that's my own experience with the Mandela effect. The only time that it's like actually happened. But yeah, so I looked a bit of a cock. But yeah, I distinctly remember seeing and reading that in like the paper, because it affected me in a way where I was like, fucking hell, he was so good as well at what he did. And I can remember having these conversations with him about bands. Right, that's the second fucking pair of rubber gloves. No, the third pair of rubber gloves. Or these plastic, these fucking stupid gloves people are wearing on the floor. The third pair. And that's just in the space of me doing this podcast. So, what? Let's just check the times on the podcast. So it's only been about 7 minutes, just under 8 minutes, and I've seen three pairs of vinyl glove things that people are wearing because it thinks it because they think they're protected from the coronavirus. But not only that, they're just making the environment worse, and it sort of defeats the object if they're wearing them for protection to stop catching it. Obviously, it's a selfish act, just throwing them away. Whatever your views are, don't fucking rub your rubber gloves away. So dirty and disgusting. Yeah, that's really the quick podcast I wanted to say about my personal experience with false memory or the Mandela effect. Maybe the simulation crashed and it had to be rebooted. Who knows, eh? Do we live in a simulation? Maybe we should do a podcast about that. Yeah, so I just thought I'd give you a quick one. Remember to like, share and follow. And please leave a review if you... And it goes on to every, really, podcast platform except for YouTube. YouTube aren't really putting everything I do out for some reason. Morning. For some reason, and actually, the last few ones on COVID-19 and coronavirus, YouTube haven't put out, which is strange. And they didn't put out the one about the time I sold a laptop to terrorists. And they didn't put that one on there either. But apart from that, it goes on to all podcast platforms, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, is iHeartRadio. I'm sure I've seen it on there. I could be wrong about that one. If that's a podcast platform, which I'm sure it is, it's on there. And then again, fucking, who knows what's going on in my mind. Morning! And who knows what's going on in like my mind with the Mandela effect. It's fucking really hot today, people. As I say, I'm in the UK on the East Coast. So, yeah, it's been a nice few days. Been trying to get out to do a lot of exercise. Watching a lot of things on Netflix. And Prime just started the Exorcist series, watching that. The first series was good, not so impressed with the second. If you like the Exorcist films, or like the Exorcist film, because obviously Exorcist 2 Heretic, the only good thing about that is fucking, it's got Linda Blair in it. Or the Exorcist 3, which is probably got one of the scariest scenes in a horror film I've ever seen. Everyone I mentioned that to, whenever I see on social media, well, as I said social media, I'm only on Instagram, but when I was on social media, everyone knew the same scene in, like, Exorcist 3, what I was, like, meaning. But yeah, if you like the Exorcist films, watch The Exorcist. Tiger King, obviously, Carol fucking Baskin. Everyone's, if you haven't seen that, you've been living in the closet. And if you haven't seen it, just watch it. Because I was unsure, because it was so popular, I thought, oh, I bet it's just a fucking bag of shit, all this, that, mate. It was fucking brilliant. It's dead funny. I might watch it again. What else did we watch? I've watched The Unibomber, in his own words. Really interesting. Really interesting guy. Very strange. He's got his manifesto. Get his manifesto, read it, because it's really good. And give that a watch. What else is there? Spencer Confidential. That's quite a good film. Coffee and Creme. That's Ed Helms in. That's a funny film. Mercy Black. There's loads of stuff on there to watch. But as I say, I'm getting through the second season of The Exorcist. So yeah. Well, that's about it. I don't really know what else to say now. Apart from that, I'm going to go for a walk. I've put some suntan lotion on, because my fat nose often gets burnt and peels, and I don't want a fat red nose. It's fat enough as it is. Don't need to look like a fucking reindeer Kaima or whatever you call them, half man, half beast things. It's the last thing I need. It's a shame. Last night, Boris Johnson got rushed into, well, didn't get, well, yeah, yeah, got rushed into intensive care. He went into hospital because he was feeling unwell, and then shortness of breath and that. And they've put him into intensive care. So Boris Johnson, Prime Minister of the UK, let's all hope he's going well and going okay in there. It doesn't matter on your political views, really, because he's still a human, regardless of what you think to anything going on. Morning. Of anything going on. There's quite a lot of people exercising, which is good, these last few weeks. The thing I have noticed, it's all right, the news saying about these young people, people should stay at home and save lives and that. But most people I see are fucking old people out, sat on benches, talking to each other. Not as many young people, but yeah, loads of old people going out. Right. Yes, thanks. Loads of old people sat on benches, walking the dogs and that. Anyway, I'm going to leave, because I'm nearly at the beach now. It only takes me about maybe 20 minutes to half hour to walk there, so gives me time to have a nice stroll, take in the atmosphere, listen to the birds and seeing the sea. I'm so lucky it's where I am, because one side I've got a nice beach and seaside, and then the other side just like lovely, luscious countryside. So, yeah, I just hope everyone who can't get out or is other parts of the world are doing all right. And I don't know, it's just fucking crazy times, isn't it? It's just mad. We're starting to see things improving across the world, which is what I said on my other podcast. The 10th podcast was, is the coronavirus even real? I've expanded on that on two other podcasts. I called in my last podcast, the UK lockdown will be not taken down altogether, maybe, but we'll see it starting to, restrictions be lifted end of April, mid-May, end of May, the very, very latest, I would think. But yeah, as I say, I just hope you're all doing all right. Again, if you want to come on the podcast, you're more than welcome to. It's a free platform, free speech platform. It's all unedited. There's no editing. What we record there and then goes out raw. There's no, the only things that I put into it is intro music and outro music. That's obviously if I'm not doing one on my phone, fucking about in my car at work or walking. So I hope the audio's been all right, because I'm doing it through my headphone microphone. So I am trying to sort out podcasts with guests, so you haven't just got me boring you all the time. But I've got the podcast I wanted to get out about, the false memory Mandela effect. If you've had an experience like that, or similar, get yourself on the podcast. I'd love to talk to you, maybe do some sort of file, some sort of, you know, yeah, just some sort of file of like stuff that happened, because I've got a file of all weird local news. I think I read that to you all on my first podcast back in 2018. A massive thanks to everyone who's been listening to the podcast as well and sharing it and that. You're doing brilliant. If like, you can share it, I know I keep going on about it, but it benefits me, benefits you. I don't get paid for this. I'm putting all my own time and all my own money into it. So share, like, leave a review. If you want to come on the podcast, come on. It's not edited, fully free speech, fully unedited, no bullshit. If you don't agree with me and I don't agree with you, I still want you on the podcast. All views must be aired. We need to, with this censorship bullshit going on fucking certain most social media platforms, it's fucking rubbish. So I think podcasting is one of the only freedom of speeches media outlets up to now that they're not clamping down on. YouTube, fucking, they're just fucking assholes. That's like the minute. I think it all goes down on what you put in your key, like keywords in your title and your description. But regardless of that, they shouldn't be taking shit down that people are putting out there, because it's, you know, fucking the normal media's bullshit. They've got their own agenda. They will sensationalise stuff. I said it now, sensationalise stuff. That's why I've got a lot of news apps, well, a few news apps. So I can gather a big picture then with them. You can see the way it's written, and you can maybe see, read between the lines of the real picture. One thing I have noticed, the local papers, fucking around me are dreadful. They're fucking getting like red tops, not even reporting properly, putting clickbait headlines. The papers are Grimsby Live and Hull Live. Hull Live especially, fucking, just these last 2 weeks since like this shutdown's kicked off, this lockdown's like sort of kicked off. It's fucking ridiculous. So anyway, stay strong, stay safe. Remember, it's all gonna be over soon. I hope everyone's all right. I hope everyone's family's all right. Everyone's thinking of everyone else at this time. So as I say, if you want to come on the podcast, message me on Instagram or message me through my podcast. You'll get in touch with me somehow, and we can do it there. Right, I'm off and get some water out of my bag and have a bit of a sip. I'll see you guys and girls later, and bye-bye.